with Regina Pats head coach and VP of Hockey Operations, John Panik. Coach, first of all, it's only the second time we've seen you guys all season, which is hard to fathom, but what's the year been like for the Regina Pats?
I think we're probably about where we thought we could be or should be with a young team. And I think that, you know, one of the factors that, you know, probably slowed our expectations at the start of the year was, you know, we probably played not even half the games with Colby Williams. So when you have your captain and an elite defenseman in the league out of the lineup, has made a big difference. So it's been, and with all these circumstances, I would say it's filled with some inconsistencies more than we would like. But that's hockey, that's sports, that's probably junior hockey specifically.
Inconsistencies within games, you would say? Like, has it been difficult to find that full 60 minutes that coaches are always looking for?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more like, we spent 20 days in Alberta and we're two games over 500 and our record at home is 500. Like, that's sad and sick.
Anything in particular you've seen in your own building then where you haven't been able to get into a consistent role here for whatever reason?
No, that's what I say, it's the inconsistencies. Like, that's up to the players. They got to, you know, figure it out.
Williams is back now for you, and of course when you have one of the top defensemen in the league, it's going to make a difference. What have you noticed he has brought to the table and how he's changed things for your overall team game?
Well, he can just skate. Like, I mean, he can skate all day. He skates the puck out of trouble. He passes the puck out of trouble. You know, he can play in any and all situations. So you're just replacing somebody with him. He's replacing somebody when he comes back that's not at the level he is. May never get to his level. So it's just experience, skill. Like, those are two things at any level. When you have skill and you have experience, then you're going to be a good player.
Makes every pairing different or better, too, as it sort of pushes guys down to sort of where they naturally would be?
Well, it sorts it out. Like, you know, for the first time, you know, I think with no negativity towards our young defensemen, but playing our defense now is as good or maybe better than it was any time last year before we traded Kyle Burrows. When you look at Williams and Harrison and Hobbs and the Schuler kids come in, and Zabowski and Hilsendegger were a pair all last year in our top four. So all of a sudden our defense is just at a different, you know, should be at a different level.
When you look at where you are in the standings, hovering around the 500 mark, you're only a few points back of Moose Jaw. Do you feel like, given what you went through without your captain for a lot of the season early on, you're poised to be in a pretty good position to make a nice push in the second half?
Well, I don't mind a slash like our position under all those circumstances. A push, like, you know, I think that, you know, we're not a team that's going a long ways this year. That's not, we're just got to be reasonable about it. So I don't know if there's a push, but I think that our young players are not rookies anymore. They've played half a season, and we expect to play more consistent. But in saying that, that's the same with every team. You know, I think that you don't make the playoffs in October, but you can lose them in October. And I say, I think we've got through things okay. So, but, you know, a lot of teams say that. It's harder to win, you know, down the stretch than it is in September and October.
So saying that you don't necessarily think it's a team that's going to go a long way this season, and we saw last season, even when you were in a better position in the standings, you guys moved some veterans to sort of rebuild your cupboards and stock around a certain age group. Do you see making similar types of moves with veterans this year?
No, I don't think so. We don't have what I would call a lot of veterans. We don't, I just don't know, but I don't, there's no big plan to move bodies around or out. If there's something that, you know, we thought was of value to us this year, probably specifically, or down the road, we would look at it, but I don't really see anybody coming chasing any of us. And, you know, we only lose our overagers next year. And so we're a team that's for a different time, but we expect to play good hockey.
What do you expect from the matchup with the Broncos? You haven't seen them but one time this season, although you played a ton against them, including the playoffs last year. So what do you anticipate from this matchup?
Well, I think they're obviously, as it always is, like any team can beat any team in any given night.
Sure.
They've just proven it. You know, they beat PA in a shootout or overtime, whichever it was. Beat Saskatoon. We know we've already lost them. So, you know, they're a big, strong team. they're going to play their game. And like as you say, we're not real familiar with them this year. But they got a veteran goaltender there who caused us all sorts of fits quite a bit of last year. Martin's have an outstanding year, so they're like they say, they're more than capable of winning any game. I just named off three wins, and what have they beaten Brandon two or three times this year? So that in itself makes you know you're going to have to play pretty good.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
John Paddock is the head coach of the Regina Pats. When we come back, we'll chat with Broncos coach Mark Lamb as our pregame show continues from Swift Current on the Eagle. As our pregame show continues from Regina, New Year's Day on the Eagle 94.1.